Om Shanti. Today, 15th July 2018, blessing. May you constantly be an embodiment of success in your efforts and in service by keeping a balance of being a child and a master. Always have the intoxication that you are a child of unlimited father and a master of the unlimited inheritance. However, when any advice has to be given, when plans has to be made, or any task has to be carried out, then do that as a master. And when anything is finalized by the majority or by the instrument souls, then at that time become a child. Learn the art of knowing when to become an advisor and when to become one who follows advice, and you will be successful in both your efforts and in service. May you constantly be an embodiment of success in your efforts and in service by keeping a balance of being a child and a master. So what Baba is saying today, or giving blessing, the key word is balance. Balance between what? Being a child and a master. Always have the intoxication that you are a child of unlimited father and master of unlimited inheritance. So while being in constant intoxication of that thought that I am a child of unlimited father and master of unlimited inheritance. So keeping that thought constantly in mind, you need to keep a balance between these two. When to become child and when to become master. Generally, when we don't have anything, it's very easy to keep a balance. Because you don't have anything, you can give advice and you'll have to follow. But when you are intoxicated, when you know that you are son of the highest authority of world, and you are master of the unlimited inheritance, nothing is beyond your reach in the world. So when these constant thoughts are there in your mind, and that time keeping a balance is very important. So what unlimited inheritance we have? What unlimited inheritance we have got from Father? So that much of knowledge, that much of virtues, that much of power, keeping that in mind that everything I have got, nothing is beyond my reach, and still I'll have to keep a balance. So how to keep that balance? How we keep a balance? When we should become a child and when we should act as a master? Particularly in the areas of effort and services. So in services, when you will behave as a child and when you will behave as a master? At the time of giving advice, you are master. And when decisions have been taken by anyone or by majority, you need to become a child. You'll have to accept it as a child. So that's what how we keep balance. But why do we want to keep this balance? Why Baba is saying you keep a balance, then only you become successful, embodiment of success. Although you are having all the knowledge, all the power, still you need to follow others. Still you need to learn what people are saying, what seniors are saying, or what that instrument soul is saying to you. You'll have to follow that. Although sometimes even you know that whatever I was saying is correct, but still at the end you need to follow. So why should we do that? Why Baba is saying? What are the advantages of that? So when you follow each other's advice, there is respect. Mutual respect is developed among us. Unity. You source unity. And avoiding classes. There is no classes. So your confidence in Rama is increased. So these are some advantages. Like ego. Your ego is you learn how to overcome your ego. Because I remember one example. Long back there was one big program in Delhi. Huge program was done, huge seva was planned. And almost all Maharatis were involved in that seva. And that's, it was a big seva. I think lakhs of people came in that. And lots of VIPs, thousands of VIPs came in that. And that seva was planned in Delhi. And that seva was very successful. This program was very successful. So what was done then, a summary was prepared to present in front of Baba. And season when Baba came, and this was presented to Baba. And see, what are our perception of success, and what is success for Baba? What Baba expects from us? So this one of the very senior brother, sister, they went on stage and presented in front of Baba. Baba, this was the seva, and that was done, there's so many days, and so many souls came, and lot of VIPs, and everything was given to Baba. And Baba was listening absolutely Nara type, no expression, nothing. So probably there was little bit, there might be little something inside was going on, why Baba is not reacting and all that. So when they have finished everything, what Baba said in last, okay, you all you did together, Baba liked that and finished. See, so what is success for Baba? All of you have done this effort together without any clash, without any clash. So that is a success for Baba. And we see success as so many people came, program was this, this was appreciated, this was appreciated, this VIP came. For our parameter of success is very different than parameter for success for Baba. So by keeping this balance, we can learn, we can grow all these things. So what Baba says, however, although you are intoxicated with that thought all the time that you are son of, you are child of unlimited father and a master of unlimited inheritance, however, when any advice has to be given, when some planning is being made, or any task has to be carried out, then do that as a master. That time you become a master. You give all your knowledge, you use all your knowledge, you do all your chintan, you do everything and give your advice, whatever best advice comes in mind, you give as a master. And when anything is finalized by the majority or by the instrument souls, then at that time become a child. Then you should accept it as whatever has been said. Don't put your mind in that then. So that time just don't think, oh, I said this but they have not followed this, if they would have done this, that would have been better. So you need not to think that. You just accept it as it is. And that's similar thing in the Srimad. Whatever Baba is saying, we should follow it as it is. We can put our mind, we can think, we can do lot of chintan, manthan and everything. But ultimately Srimad is to be followed by as such, whatever Baba is being given. So learn the art of knowing when to become an advisor and when to become one who follow advice. In Hindi, they've used one word, Rai Bahadur. Advisor is Rai Bahadur. You know what is Rai Bahadur? Brave. Rai Bahadur is it's a title of honor which was being given during the British rule. So this was title which was being given to Indian population who were giving their services to British Empire. And there were steps. Initially all Rai Bahadur. Rai means prince. And Bahadur means brave. So it was a title who was very brave and very honorable. So if they give any advice, generally British Empire was following it. They can't ignore if they are giving any advice. And there were three steps. Initially, people used to become Rai Sahib. And then they were elevated to Rai Bahadur. And ultimately to Diwan Bahadur. And so on. But all these were subordinate of British Empire. And similarly for Muslim and Parsi population, they were being given as Khan Bahadur. And for Sikh population, the title was Sardar Bahadur. So Baba is also using this term today, Rai Bahadur. So Rai Bahadur means what? You can give your opinion. You are honorable among that gathering. You have a special class of your own. And you can give opinion. Your opinion will be considered. You can give opinion with authority. But although they were Rai Bahadur, they had a title, but they all were under British Empire. It was, final authority was British Empire. If whatever they said, that was to be followed. All Rai Bahadur, all Diwan Bahadur, they were supposed to give advice only. But once they give advice, and whatever is being decided by the empire, that was the final thing. So today Baba is also saying, you also become Rai Bahadur. So you give your advice with full authority, but not with a notion in the mind that it will be followed. It's not necessary that it will be followed. It may be followed, but it's not necessary. Because final authority will decide whatever is to be done. So you learn the art of knowing when to become an advisor and when to become one who follow advice. And you will be successful both in your efforts and in your services. So in services we have applied this, but how to use this in your effort, personal efforts, purushartha? How to use this Balakso Malik in your personal efforts? So here admin is Nimit Sol, that admin builds. You can give all your opinion and everything, but ultimately the final decision is of admin. Okay, but in personal efforts, come to just personal level, when there is no admin, nothing, only you are whole soul. How will you use that Balakso Malik for yourself? So one is that. In the personal efforts, like whenever we are at centers, we are at in some groups and everything, we generally, what we give advices. Okay, plan this, plan this, plan this. And sometime, this plan, your plan, although very good, but is being discarded by the seniors. So that time, you need not to be disheartened. You need not to feel that. If you know that plan was good, you can carry it out on your own way. So your efforts will be good. So this was today's blessing. May you constantly be an embodiment of success in your efforts and in services by keeping a balance of being a child and a master. So we can talk about the balance, because the key point in this today's blessing is balance. So what are other balances in Brahmin's life we should keep? Important balances. Love and law. Knowledge and yoga, yoga and seva, service and efforts, laukik and alaukik, love and power. So, can you give us one key word? How to keep this balance? What special effort is required from inside to keep balance for everything? Peace should be in the center. So you be at Sangam Yoga and see both Kali Yoga and Satya Yoga and keep a balance. But you said we should be in between. But is there anything else which you can keep between you and other things so that there is a balance always? Determination. Detached observer. Because this balance is very important. If you are not keeping balance, there are chances of getting slipped any side. Not any side, towards down side only. Sometimes suppose you are not able to do, you are not able to determine, you are not able to decide, and you are in a dilemma. So what will you do that time? You should analyze. Can you take help of Baba? What you said, you should keep yourself in between, in a state, you can keep Baba always in between. Whatever is the problem or whatever is thing is there in front of you, just keep Baba in between. And Baba will solve everything. Because most of the time, there are things that we are not able to decide, what is right, what is wrong. So that time Baba is the best thing to keep in between. Just put on him, and that's things. Om Shanti.